نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to continue with that which remains from the explanations or the sharh of Nawaqid al-Islam, or the things which nullify a Muslim's Islam. In this, the 10th lecture in this series, we would like to look at the ninth of those Nawaqid, the ninth nullifier, mentioned by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah in this brief essay. The ninth nullifier, he says, قال رحمه الله من اعتقد أن بعض الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما وسع الخضر الخروج عن شريعة موسى عليه السلام فهو كافر. من اعتقد أن بعض الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and whoever holds the belief that it is permissible or allowed or it is possible for some of the people that they be exempt from the Sharia, the divine revealed law of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they don't have to comply with the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kama wasa' al-khidr al-khuruj an shariat Musa alayhi salam, just as it was allowed or it was permissible for al-khidr to be exempt from the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, whoever believes such, فهو كافر, then he is a disbeliever. As we have said again and again, the purpose of the mentioning of these nawaqid is not so that we might make a ruling on any particular individual who has fallen into such that he is a kafir, but it is so that we would know, so that we would avoid falling into it, and that we can warn others from falling into it. And not that we want to search and look amongst the Muslims to see who has fallen into any of these nullifiers, so that we may declare them to have gone out of Islam. But the ruling on any individual being declared as going out of Islam by the commission of any of these acts which are mentioned as the nawaqid of Islam is something that requires examination, investigation, and the fulfilling of the conditions, as well as the confirmation of the absence of those things which prevent the declaration of kufr or the takfir on a Muslim. Indeed, this matter, the belief that someone might be free from the requirement of the Sharia that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Khidr alayhi salam was exempt from the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, this idea, it is widespread amongst the Muslims today as it has been in the past. It is indeed a dangerous matter. And as we will see, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it is a belief that is foreign to Islam, and it is contrary to the evidences of Quran and Sunnah and the basic principles of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before mentioning the details of this discussion, first we want to remind ourselves of the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him in the Quran in many places. And from amongst those sayings is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ يَا يُهَنَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, O people, يَا يُهَنَّاسِ. He ordered him to say this, يَا يُهَنَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger of Allah to you, sent to you. All, everyone, the whole of humanity. In fact, he has been sent to the whole of creation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we have not sent you except as a rahmah, as a mercy for all of the world. That includes the jinn as well as the men. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that which he has brought by the permission of Allah, the perfect guidance and the completed religion, it is indeed a mercy for all of the world. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, mentions as a proof for his statement that whoever believes such, that he is out of Islam, that he has nullified his Islam, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 153, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, indeed, verily, this is my path, this is my way, صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا, straight way, the straight way of Allah, the path of Allah, it is the straight way. And He said, after declaring this, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ أَوْ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, the order first to follow this way, the way of Allah, the straight path of Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ, and do not follow other ways, any other way. And the straight way, the way of Allah, is it is one way, and every other way is deviation. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, then you are ordered to follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ, and don't follow any other ways. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Because indeed, following any of the other ways, it will cause you to go astray. It will cause you to go away from the path of Allah, to separate from His path. يعني, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the path of Allah, it is that which has been demonstrated and exemplified in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that this is the best way. And He has sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a model and example for humanity. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example, a model to be followed, a pattern of conduct in the Messenger of Allah. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That is for whoever, and he hopes, has hope in Allah and the last day. Whoever hopes in the reward of Allah, and that which will take place on the last day, the judgment and the recompense for the deeds of this world, and whoever remembers Allah much. The example it is, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the example and the model that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for humanity to follow. The path of Allah, the straight path of Allah, has been explained by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the authentic hadith, which is reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and the Sunan of Abu Dawood al-Tayalisi and the Mustadrak of Hakim and others, in which it is reported from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that he said, خَطَّ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam خَطًا. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has drawn for us a line. He has made a line on the ground, in the sand, in the dirt. He has drawn a line. ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ. Then he said, this line, this straight line, this is the path. It is the way of Allah. The straight path. It is the way of Allah. ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله. Then he drew lines to the right and to the left of that straight line. That one which is the way of Allah, the path of Allah. He drew lines on its right and he drew lines on the left. ثم قال هذه سبل متفرقة. These are deviant ways, divided ways, separate ways that cause the people to separate. على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه. Every one of these ways that separate the people from the straight way, the way of Allah, has at the head of it a shaitan, a devil, a Satan, calling people to that way, to that deviant way. And we see in the world today, forget about the non-Muslims, amongst the Muslims, we see the people traveling so many ways, other than the way of Allah, the straight way, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every one of those ways has callers calling to them, leading the people astray. ثم قرأ, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited, وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الصُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. After this demonstration of showing the people that Allah's way is one way, it is just a straight line. There's not more than one way to reach the paradise, to earn the pleasure of Allah. There's only one way. And every other way, it is the ways of deviation, the ways of the shayateen, calling the people away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, we find even some of the people, they call their ways. They said, these are our ways, our turq, the tariqah of tijaniyya, and the tariqah of I don't know what. So many of them, they are saying, this is the way. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that Allah's way is the straight way, and it is only one way, and every other way is deviation. Anyone who desires to act outside of the Sharia, the divine revealed laws that have been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or who considers himself to be free of need of the Sharia, then such a one has renounced Islam. That person has gone out of Islam. Whoever wants to follow a different way, outside of the Sharia of Allah, that has been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or who declares themselves without need, they have no need of the Sharia, but they have some other way that makes them free of need of the Sharia, then this person has gone out of Islam. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said that whoever believes that one of the awliya, awliya Allah, the so-called saints or the friends of Allah, whoever believes that one of the awliya of Allah could have the same relationship with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Al-Khidr had with Musa alayhi salam, then such a one should be called to repent. Yustatab. فَإِن تَابَ وَإِلَّا ضُرِبَتْ عُنُقُهُ. He should be recalled to repent. And if he repents, then he is saved. Otherwise, his neck should be struck. He should be killed. He should be executed. Whoever believes that somebody in this day and time, after the missioning of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can be in relationship to him as Al-Khidr was to Musa alayhi salam, yani that Khidr was exempt from the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, and he was not required to obey the law that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam. He said that whoever does so, he should be called to repent. And if he repents, then he's saved. And otherwise, he should be executed. وَمَنْ اَعْتَقَدَ أَنَّهُ يَصُوغُ لِأَحَدٍ الْخُرُوجِ عَنْ شَرِيَتِهِ وَطَاعَتِهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ يَجِبُ قَتْلُهُ. Likewise, whoever believes that it is permissible for someone to be exempt from the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to be exempt from obedience to him, such a person is a kafir whose execution is obligatory. He also said in another place in the Majmu' Fatawa that whoever claims to have a tariq, man idda'a anna lahu tariqan ila Allah yusiluhu ila ridwanillahi wa karamatihi wa thawabihi ghayra ash-shari'ah allati bu'itha biha rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فإنه كافر يستتاب فإن تاب وإلا ضربت عنقه. يعني whoever claims that he has a tariq, a way which leads him to earning the pleasure of Allah and his honor and his reward other than the Sharia with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has missioned His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such a person is a kafir who should be called to repent. If he repents, then he is saved. Otherwise, his neck should be struck. That is, he should be executed. Al-Qadi Abu al-Fadl Iyad al-Yahsubi rahimahullah, he said, whoever claims an-nubuwa, whoever claims prophethood for himself, or the possibility of acquiring it, or reaching the level of prophethood through purity of the heart, like the philosophers and the extremist Sufis. And similarly, whoever from amongst them claims that revelation comes to him, though he does not claim in Nubuwa, yani he claims that revelation is coming to him, but he doesn't claim that he is a prophet, or that he ascends to the heavens and enters paradise and eats from its fruits, and hugs the Hur al-Ain, the virgins of paradise. All of these are kuffar who deny the truth of that brought by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accuse him of lying. Indeed, it is obligatory to follow and obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is prohibited to follow any other way. There is no doubt that the Quran commands us to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and avoid disobedience to him. In the ayahs concerning this are many. What's more than that, disobedience to him is one of the causes which necessitates someone's entering the hellfire. Yani disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a cause that requires a person that if Allah is just to them and gives them their just due, that they would have to enter the hellfire for conscious, yani willing disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is clearly stated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and the Sahih of Al-Bukhari rahimahumullah. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. He said, all of my followers, all of my ummah will enter the paradise except those who refuse. قالوا ومن يأبى يا رسول الله. They said, and who will refuse? Yani who will refuse to enter the paradise? Is there anybody that would refuse to enter paradise, O Messenger of Allah? قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن أطاعني فقد أبى. Whoever obeys me, he has entered the paradise. Whoever obeys me, he has entered the paradise. It is as though he is guaranteed paradise. It is as though he has already entered, because it is obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that qualifies and entitles a person to earn the favor of Allah and His reward and His mercy and to enter His Jannah. Whoever obeys me will enter the paradise, and whoever disobeys me, وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. The one who disobeys me, that is the one who has refused. That is the one who has refused to enter the paradise. Indeed, Islam in its final form, yani meaning that all of the prophets came with Islam. Inna al-Din 'inda Allah al-Islam. The way, the Deen with Allah, it is Islam. Every prophet came with Islam. Islam is not a new way of life that was brought for the first time by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Deen of Musa, it was Islam, and the Deen of Isa, it was Islam, and Ibrahim and all of the Anbiya alayhi salam, their Deen was Islam. But Islam in its final form, as it has been perfected, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today I have completed and perfected for you your deen. It is with the revelation of Quran that was given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sharia that was given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that al-Islam was completed. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتُمْ. And I have completed or given to you, perfected my favor for you. It is with the perfection, it is with the revelation that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Islam was perfected, and it is its final form. This is the seal of the divine laws which Allah has sent down to His prophets and messengers alayhi wasallam. Accordingly, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the seal of the prophets, Khatim al-Anbiya. He is the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet to come after him. He is the final prophet to be sent. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. That indeed Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the father of any of your men. But he is the messenger of Allah. He is the messenger of Allah, Rasulullah. وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ And he is the seal of the Prophet. That is the final Prophet, after whom no Prophet or Messenger would come. And Allah is ever aware of everything. It has been reported also in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari concerning this ayat and the meaning of this ayat. The finality of prophethood in the sending or the missioning of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the matter clear by an example or a parable or a similitude. He said, "Inna mathali wa mathal al-anbiya min qabli." Yani the similitude or the example in comparison, in comparing me with the other prophets before me, he said, it is kamathali rajulin bana baytan fa ahsanahu wa ajmalahu illa mawdi' Lebanatin min Zawaya. Yani it is the example of a man who has built a house and he has built it well. He has built it beautifully and nicely. He has perfected the building of it except for the place of one brick in a corner. Yani one brick was left out. He said, فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يَطُوفُونَ بِهِ وَيَعْجَبُونَ لَهُ And the people began to go around it, looking at it, being amazed at its beauty and perfection and excellence. وَيَقُولُونَ هَلَّا وُضِيَتْ هَذِهِ اللَّبِنَةِ Or would that this brick would be put in its place. Only if this brick would be placed in its place, then it would be perfect, it would be complete. There's nothing coming after that. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَنَا اللَّبِنَةِ وَأَنَا خَاتِمِ النَّبِيِّينَ He said, I am like that brick. The final brick that is remaining and the structure is completed. And I am the seal of the prophets. And that example makes it clear that any other interpretation of Khatim al-Nabiyin, that it is false, that he is the stamp of approval, but yet prophets may come after him, they have to be in accordance with what he came with. It is not so. The Prophet ﷺ said, I am like that brick, it is the end. There is nothing after me. For ana khatim al-nabiyin. What is the meaning of khatim al-nabiyin? Means final, there is nothing after that. The matter is finished. The structure is completed. It is perfected. For this reason, when Isa alayhi salam returns, and it is the belief of the Muslims, it is the aqidah of Islam, that when Isa alayhi salam returns just before the hour of judgment, he will not come with a new message. Nor anything to complete or perfect the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will merely judge by the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is already perfect and complete, as long as Allah wills that He will. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about the final signs of the judgment and that and the end of this world. Indeed, Allah has made it obligatory upon the whole of humanity to obey his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, it is required of every human being to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to obey him and to take him as an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory on all of humanity to obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after this obligation being placed on the people, some of them obeyed him. Some of them obeyed Allah's will. They followed what Allah willed and they obeyed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believed in him and they followed his example. While some of them disobeyed. For this reason, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah that he has been sent to, it has been divided into two divisions, ummah ijaba and ummah to da'wah. Ummah to ijaba, it literally means the people who answered his call, and it refers to those who obeyed him and followed the light of guidance that is with him. As for the ummah to da'wah, literally it means all of the people to whom he has been sent to call or to invite. It means all of the nations of the earth he has been sent to call them. And this ummah to da'wah, it includes those, all of those who arrogantly refused to obey him and to follow him. The ummah to da'wah, or this group of people that is from amongst the nations of the earth, all of them without exception, includes the Christians and Jews, to whom revelation has been given and prophets have been sent. And more so it includes those who don't have any claim to prophethood or who don't have any trace or any record amongst them remaining of the prophet who has come to them. Then more so they are required to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, it is clear from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nobody is left out, not even those who have a claim to prophethood, who claim that they have revelation, and they claim to be following a prophet, also they are not left out from the ummatul da'wah, those whom he has been sent to call. And this is referred to in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And it is reported by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in the book of Iman. It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swore by Allah, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one in whose hand is the soul or the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. He said, no one from this ummah who hears about me, this ummah, هذه الأمّة. What ummah? Ummah to da'wah. The ummah, the nations of the earth, all of the nations of the earth, to whom he has been sent. The whole of humanity, without exception. لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. He said that, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. There is no one who hears about me from this ummah, whether he is a Christian or a Jew, whether he is a Christian or a Jew even, who hears about me and then dies without believing in that with which I have been sent, that is al-Islam and the Qur'an and the straight way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who hears about me from this ummah, ummah to da'wah. And he dies without believing in that which I have been sent with, except that he will be one of the companions of the hellfire. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, رحمه الله, in his explanation of this hadith in the Sahih of Muslim, he said, as أما الحديث الثاني, and it is the second hadith in this chapter, which is our hadith under discussion, he said it contains the indication of the abrogation of the previous nations, يعني the messages that have been sent to them, كلها برسالة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني that the message of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم abrogates the message of every previous nation and every prophet that has come to them, meaning the Christians and Jews and whoever else prophets came to.